sounded sincere. That was the truly frightening thing. I think Lord Aramary would be a fool to let you anywhere near him, I said slowly.
Hado shook his head in amusement. I'll go find Lord Itempas for you.
How jarring. To hear Shiny called that. I nodded absently as Hado headed for the door. Then, when he was at the door, a thought occurred to me.
What would you do? I asked.
If you were me, what would you choose? Life in chains or death?
I would be grateful to have that much of a choice.
That's not an answer.
Of course it is. But if you must know, I would choose life. So long as it was a choice, I would live.
I frowned, mulling this over. Hado hesitated a moment, then spoke again.
You've spent time among the gods, Erushoth. Haven't you noticed? They live forever, but many of them are even more lonely and miserable than we are. Why do you think they bother with us? We teach them life's value. So I would live, if only to spite them.
He let out a single, mirthless laugh, then sighed and offered me a sardonic bow.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, I said. After he was gone, I sat thinking for a long time. I ate something, more out of habit than necessity, and then eventually I took a nap. When I woke up, Shiny was there. I heard him breathing as I sat up, bleary and stiff. Still weary from my ordeals, I'd fallen asleep at the table beside the remains of my meal, cradling my head on my good arm. I bumped the sling-bound arm against the table as I lifted my head, but this elicited only a mild twinge. The sigil had nearly finished its work.
Hello, I said. Thank you for letting me sleep.
He said nothing, but that didn't bother me.
What happened to you?
He shrugged. He was sitting across from me, near enough that I could hear his movements.
I was questioned at the White Hall, then we came here.
Obviously. I did not say it, because one took what one could get with him.
Where did you go after they brought you here?
Silently, I made a wager with myself that he would say nowhere.
Nowhere that matters.
I could not help smiling. It felt good, because it had been a long time since I'd felt the urge to genuinely smile. It reminded me of days long past, a life long gone, when my only worries had been putting food on the table and keeping Shiny from bleeding on my carpets. I almost loved him for reminding me of that time. Does anything matter to you? I asked, still smiling. Anything at all?
No,
he said. His voice was flat, emotionless, cold. I was beginning to understand just how wrong that was for him, a being who had once embodied warmth and light.
Liar, I said.
He fell silent. I picked up the paring knife they'd given me for my meal, liking the slightly rough texture of its wooden hilt. I would have expected something finer to be used in Skye, porcelain maybe, or silver. Nothing so common and utilitarian as wood.
Maybe it was expensive wood.
You care about your children, I said. You feared Date would harm your old love, the Night Lord, so it seems you still care about him. You could probably even get to like this new lady, if you gave her half a chance, if she's willing to take a chance on you. More silence. I think you care about a great many things, more than you want to. I think life still holds some potential for you.
What do you want from me, Ori? Shiny asked.
He sounded not cold anymore, just tired. I heard Hado's words again. They're even more miserable than we are. With Shiny, I could believe it. At his question, I shook my head and laughed a little.
I don't know.
I keep hoping you'll tell me. You're the god, after all. If I prayed to you for guidance and you decided to answer, what would you tell me?
I wouldn't answer.
Because you don't care? Or because you wouldn't know what to say? More silence. I put the knife down and got up, walking around the table. When I found him, I touched his face, his hair, the lines of his neck. He sat passive, waiting, though I felt the tension in him. Did it bother him, the idea of killing me?
I dismissed the thought as vain on my part.
Tell me what happened, I said. What made you like this?
I want to understand, Shiny. See, Madding loved you.
He... My throat tightened unexpectedly. I had to look away and take a deep breath before continuing.
He hadn't given up on you. I think he wanted to help you. He just didn't know how to begin.
Silence before me. I stroked his cheek.